And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
Talking like dudes talk.
Dude, bro.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So what's the story on obesity changing your brain chemistry for good? What does that mean?
It's like it can like rewire your brain to where you don't know that you're full.
Oh, well, yeah. That's
speaking of weed.
That's called munchies.
It's called the munchies, man. Mm-hmm. Which is the weirdest phenomenon. Because you know your belly is full if you eat a whole pizza and start pounding McDonald's on the side while you're high, but you don't feel it.
Yeah.
It's a crazy, if you've never been high, we're talking to people who've never been high before. If you've never had the munchies, you have no idea what that is. And what is it? In our brains? Now, this isn't a weed study.
Obesity. It says obesity may change the brain's ability to recognize the sensation of fullness and be satisfied after eating fats and sugars. And they might not be able to reverse that. So the brains of people with obesity continue to lack the chemical response to tell the body that you have eaten enough.
Your willpower is going to be even stronger.
You don't have the signal that tells you, hey, maybe I'm full.
Right.
And that's why they say a lot of people gain the weight back. You lose the weight, you gain the weight back because your brain still hasn't switched out of that mode.
Right.
And how do you train the brain to respond to that?
They're saying that maybe you can't. Those changes last even after people lose weight.
Yeah. It says this study captures why obesity is a disease, that there's actual changes to the brain.
Are you born with that? Or is that a trait you acquire as you overeat?
I think it depends on where you go to church.
Everybody here is overeating, all the time,
Last night.
Yeah.
I thought you
ate Wagyu this morning, but you ate them Friday night, right?
Yeah. I would have.
I know you were. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I ran out.
Yeah.
It sounds like it happens to your brain as you gain weight, because it says obesity may damage the brain's ability to recognize the sensation of full. So, I'm taking that to mean as you gain the weight, your brain changes to have this, what they call damage, to not give you that signal that says, hey, you're full, stop eating.
Right.
Does it come with certain types of foods? If you eat too many processed foods, does it not send the signal to your body?
It mentioned fats and sugars at the beginning.
In the morning,
right? Yeah.
Sugars is a chick. Fats is the dude.
Right.
That's a great show.
It's weird. Fats the sweet guy.
Yeah.
So even
fats
if you,
and sugars in the morning.
You fill up on vegetables, which aren't really caloric. It still doesn't tell you you're full.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. And I could eat a lot of corn on the cob, and I'm never full,
But I'll try to lose weight. The amount of food you need to eat to do that, you still feel kind of hungry.
You do. The only way to lose weight is cut calories. That's what sucks about it. That's it.
Move more, eat less.
That's it. And when you move more, you're hungrier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found that.
Mm-hmm. That's because it's
hard for me to eat less when I'm actually working out on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah, because, they've said that. You're better off.
Home.
Now, granted, working out's for your heart more than anything. But the fact is, if you'd sit around and not just eat less, you'd lose weight quicker than working out. The treadmill doesn't do dick for you. Helps your heart, but not losing weight.
Yeah.
And you want to help your heart, obviously.
What's been getting me recently is we have 60 individual little bags of potato chips left over.
Potato.
That graduation party.
Oh, 60 of them. Oh, my God.
It's a disaster.
You don't want them to go bad.
Man.
No, they're not.
And you don't want
Do you eat more than one at a time?
Well, not at a time. I'll have a snack and they'll be like, have this tiny little bag of chips.
It's so small.
Oh, I love individual bags of chips.
Yeah.
Especially two or three of them.
Now we're hungry.
Yeah,
again.
They're good. Yeah. And, you know, there's Cool Ranch.
Oh,
there's
all the good stuff,
the
too.
The little crunchy Cheetos.
Not just all plain crap. Oh, good.
Oh, did you guys try the – did you see that picture I sent you the other day?
Yeah, what
the
was it?
Hot mustard Doritos. Fantastic.
Oh, I get down with that.
Oh, you bought those?
I did, yeah. and they're gone. And then I got a text from.
It tastes like hot mustard, then.
Yeah.
I saw that. You did send us that picture.
It's
yeah.
like a. It almost was like kind of a horseradish mustard kind of flavor to it.
And I'm in.
Yeah. Have you tried it?
No, but I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in too.
But it was funny. I got a text.
Where do you live?
Yeah.
Well, that bag's gone, man.
Oh.
I got a text the
next
day. I
want to go hand in hand with you.
From
Shroom's going to be jealous, man. Yeah.
Tommy Longshins texted me. He went the other direction. Tangy ketchup. And he texted it to me, game changer. I was like, no, man, hot mustard's where
somebody
it's at.
Somebody had sent me a picture of the tangy ketchup.
Well, don't you lay them on top of each other and just
not
feel
that.
Put them on a burger?
Yeah. No put them ketchup. On a sandwich.
But
yeah.
the hot mustard were fantastic.
How do they compare? Like, if you're where do they rank like next to the Cool Ranch?
that's the standard.
It is.
In your book,
I love this. We just talked about obesity. Now we just go right back in. Right. I know it was just to digress to this. Right.
I mean, I don't think many things approach Cool Ranch Doritos for you, Nick. I mean, for me, I thought they were right up there. It's a different flavor, you know.
Is obvious. The flavoring like the Cool Ranch though? Because like the regular nacho cheese Doritos just Cool have it all kind of spread out, but the Cool
chubby.
Ranch has like it's like glitter all over.
Well,
it.
here's the catch with it though.
You know what I equate that to is the little the things at the end of the bud. That's what these spices look like on Doritos.
The keef.
Whatever the purple stuff
queef?
That shows up.
The
queef. Keefy Doritos.
Oh, keef.
Yeah.
Okay, keef.
Oh,
yeah.
Keef Doritos.
That would sell.
Yeah. You never stop eating them.
Oh, that's fine.
He said keef, by the way, not queef Doritos, although I'd eat those.
I'm talking about the crystally stuff you see on the outside.
Yeah, yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I know
that
what keef
reminds
is,
me
yeah.
of the spices on any kind of Doritos.
But here's the catch with the mustard
keef
Doritos.
Keef Doritos.
The chip is yellow.
I saw it.
And a lot of the seasoning, mustard, is yellow as well. So it's kind of hard to tell when you pull a chip out whether it's got a lot of seasoning on it. But you take a bite in, man. It's
so you're just walking through Costco and saw it and went, oh.
It was right inside the front door at Target. And I walked in that on like Friday.
Did it glow like the Pulp Fiction suitcase? You know,
kind of. I was grabbing a basket.
Eat me, Seymour.
I needed the basket. The basket was right next to the display, and I went, "Yeah."
Let's feed me, Seymour.
First thing in the basket, right. I'm like, "Yep, hot mustard Doritos."
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dustin is emailing Nick here. Amigos, it's a local restaurant, advertising a hot dog rolled in a tortilla cheese deep fried.
I didn't know it was fried. I think I'd seen a picture of this.
Nick does his research.
He does, man. You spent a lot of day.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks kind of like a daycare snack at a good daycare.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not the one you went to?
Yeah. Right. Not show me your wiener daycare. Yeah. That's a different one. Yeah. A good daycare would have that snack. You're right. I don't know if that looks good or not.
Yeah, Yankee burrito.
It looks like something you would get at, like you said,
State Fair.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It doesn't look that great.
Fair food.
Let me judge its patina.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're going to eat a fried hot dog, why not just have a corn dog?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. Although, I'd try it.
The best fair food I've ever had in my life.
It's probably the Iowa State Fair,
was
right?
Was it? No.
Okay. Oh.
County Fair.
Oh, County Fair.
Smokin' Bros Barbecue, I think it was.
Yeah.
It was a quarter pound beef hot dog.
Right.
Wrapped completely in bacon, then fried, then in a croissant with pulled pork on it, cheddar cheese, and a barbecue sauce.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That sounds great.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I got that for free because I was the rodeo clown.
All right.
And then I was a crappy rodeo clown because I ate that in July.
You were a slow rodeo.
Yeah.
Oh, you ate it before the rodeo?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and they gave me bro fries, too, that had pulled pork and stuff
man.
All over.
You got to hook up the rodeo clown.
You don't want to be slow as a rodeo rodeo crown, obviously, but you were that night?
Oh, yeah. Right. I was every night.
A buddy of mine sent me this photo, and it's I would try this at least once, a Flamin' Hot Cheetos cupcake. So follow me.
All right.
The cupcake is vanilla cake.
Right.
Then it's hollowed out in the inside, filled with crushed Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
So the sweet salt thing happening together, right?
Topped it with, it says, creamy white cheddar frosting.
Oh, my God.
And then dusted on
white
top
cheddar,
of,
though. Cheddar cheese frosting. Got
kinda,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then dusted on top of that with more, like, crushed Flamin' Hot
Cheetos. Is that a thing you had to make that?
I think you'd have to make it. I don't think they sell it, but it looked,
I'd eat that.
I'd try it at least once.
Especially if I was keefing it earlier. Right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What about like a cornbread muffin like that?
Oh, yeah.
I would like that. Yeah.
That would be a good mix.
Yeah. Replace
but
the
they fall apart.
The
cornbread muffins are real weak.
But then you don't get your sweet, although I'm not that big a fan of the combination of sweet and salty.
Depending on
I don't know.
It.
I prefer it separately.
Yeah. There are some times where it really works.
Sometimes it does work better than others. You're right.
Kind of like salty and salty.
Yeah, I like salty and salty more than
I mean, think about all the times.
Sweet.
They add pretzels to something with chocolate. You know?
Oh, yeah. Chocolate pretzels are great.
Yeah. Ice cream.
That works.
You know, there's
works.
Pretzel bits and
I used to dip pretzels in ice cream all the time. Yeah. I'll give you that. That's a good one. Yeah.
I keep seeing that Flamin' Hot movie advertised on Amazon.
Yeah.
Is that about the dude that introduced that flavor?
Wasn't it like a
maintenance worker or something?
Yeah, there's controversy around if he was the actual guy. But the movie is a feel-good movie about the former janitor that discovered the flavors, right?
Yeah. I think so, because at first when I saw Flamin' Hot, I didn't know if it was like an action movie.
No, it's Flamin' Hot. He introduced Flamin' Hot.
That's the weapon
and now,
they use.
And then he rose to become like the CEO of the company.
Wasn't he janitor or something?
Yeah. But there's a weird story about that.
There is.
That it's not as good as you think it is.
There are some holes in his story, I'm curious how they tell it.
I think they tell it as a feel-good thing. They avoid the holes.
It's a Eva Longoria movie. I don't know if she's producer, director. Okay.
Yeah.
I knew she was involved somehow.
Yeah, she was on The View yesterday. Oh, my God.
Okay, Nick, I'm getting word from Tommy Longshin. He would throw the Cool Ranch first, then the Zesty Ketchup.
Is Tommy Longshin still a chip guy?
No, but he's in grocery stores quite a bit.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He works for a company that does it.
And then the hot mustard.
Is he a chick
scout? Cool Ranch still beats hot mustard?
Cool Ranch, then the tangy ketchup, then the hot mustard.
He's tried them all.
And it's regular underneath all those?
Yeah, probably. That was his top three.
Tommy Longshin's a chip stacker? There's
only some way you could try that out, Nick.
No. Pizzas.
Pizzas, okay.
Yeah.
Tangy ketchup, I can't get down with that idea to put that above anything.
There's got to be something about
them. Although I like ketchup, I think the hot mustard would be better, too.
The hot mustard, I love them, dude.
I'll take Bush's word for that, man. Yeah.
And unfortunately, the mistake I made was telling the rest of the family about it.
Oh, so the bag was gone?
And then, gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you should use that hot mustard.
Should have to feed your family. I agree with you on that.
Fend for yourselves.
I always bring stuff home and don't feed my family.
Tell me if this is too much. Because a lot of times when we fry fish, if we're out camping, we'll fry some fish. And just regular mustard. You know, the yellow mustard?
Yeah, I like yellow mustard.
And then you paint it on the fish, and then you dip it in the breading. I wonder if you made the breading out of the hot mustard Doritos.
Yeah.
Oh. If that would be, would that be too much?
Doritos crust.
It would be worth, one way to find out.
It would be worth it a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd do it 6 or 8 times just to really decide if I wanted to.
Well, I might have to try that here in a couple of weeks.
I see people put mustard on the outside of stuff they're grilling or smoking. My Facebook reels is all just people grilling meat. You see
that's
that
on
frequently.
You, that's
yeah,
on you,
this
right?
is my
yeah,
algorithm.
Because
then
you wouldn't have to worry about you're transporting the bag of chips and they would get all smashed up because that's the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I've taken like the last
we
little
just sold
bit
a lot of chips in that break right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The last little bit of crumbs down at the bottom of, you know, just take them and like, you know, sprinkle them inside a wrap or something making. You know, don't waste that flavor.
I know we only talked about chips, but he still should say, don't do drugs, kids, after this segment.
You're right.
Yeah. Well, we started out
with... we mentioned Keith in there.
Well, we started out with a story about how obesity changes your brain, and then we just demonstrated it.
Obviously, it does.
Yeah.
It's Cool Ranch. Where's it rent, dude? All right.
Well, all our brains were telling us we're not full.
No.
So
obviously.
We better start talking about it.
Hungry as hell.
dumb conversation without the booze. As far as you know. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.